You're listening to PodcasterNews.com.
Hey there, Rays fans. Ben De La Vega here with the Drag World Podcast for today, Wednesday, November 15th, 2006. Now, of course, the NHRA season is over. A lot of amazing news in here, though. Let's start off with top field and Tony Schumacher, NHRA Schumacher Championship title. Now, this marks the greatest comeback in NHRA history because after the 10th race of this season, Schumacher was trailing the series leader by 336 points. And that's more than 16 rounds of competition. But of course, he came through on Sunday, making the national record, ET record, with that beautiful 442 over his teammates, Melanie Troxell. Now, this marks the fifth victory of the season for Schumacher. It's his third consecutive victory at the Auto Club NHRA Finals and his fourth win at Pomona. And aside from that, with his 35th career victory, Schumacher actually tied Big Daddy Don Garlitz for third in the all-time Top Fuel win list. So let's see where he takes it from there. He's still a young man. Now, Doug Coletta drove his Mack Tools Dragster to a second number one qualifying award of the season and the 28th of his entire Top Fuel career, and his second number one at this particular event and fourth at this track overall, Pomona. Now, Schumacher's national record time of 4.428 seconds was worth the 20 extra bonus points that he needed to secure the championship title, and it's tied for the second quickest run in NHRA history and the Auto Club Raceway at Pomona track record. Now, aside from that, that makes Schumacher, who joins Joe Amato as the only Top Fuel driver to win three consecutive world championships in NHRA history. He earned a $400,000 bonus for winning the title, and it was Schumacher's fourth championship overall. So, however, Schumacher was fined $20,000 by NHRA officials for failing to follow the commands of NHRA chief starter Rex Stewart during Saturday's final qualifying attempt when Stewart told him to shut the motor down because he was leaking fluid onto the track. Well, they went and they worked on it and completely ignored Stewart, and what happened? They went up in smoke, trailing in their own oil. So, hey, got it coming. Aside from that, Morgan Lucas was docked 15 points for oiling the racing surface in the first round of eliminations. And then aside from that, Hot Rod Fuller's David Powerhomes' Valvoline Dragster crew won the Full Throttle Pit Crew Challenge Award, and Doug Coletta won the Season Award worth $25,000. So now, off to Funny Car. Of course, John Forrest from Yorba Linda, California, earned his 14th Funny Car World Championship title with his 122nd career victory. And he defeated upstart Jack Beckman for the race victory and held off Ron Capps and teammate Robert Hype for the Powerade Series crown. Now, Forrest claimed the championship title with a second-round victory over Ron Capps, and it's his third victory this season, and 12th at the track and 7th at the event. And another thing, when John Forrest was making his acceptance speech at the World Championships, he was saying something about Ashley Forrest kind of off-center coming into funny car racing next year. So if you saw it, maybe you caught that, because I caught that right away. Aside from that, Fast Jack Beckman raced to his first number one qualifier award in his Matco Tools Dodge Charger funny car, and he clocked both ends of the national performance record with a time of a 4.662 and a speed of 333 miles an hour, which was the fastest speed attained for any dragster this season. Dragsters, funny cars, everybody. Now, aside from that, Dale Worsham was involved in a spectacular crash during Friday's final round of qualifying when his Checker Shucks Craigan Chevy Monte Carlo suffered an engine explosion, which kind of A-framed up the body and put the parachute levers out of his reach. So, Worsham tried to stop the car without the aid of parachutes. However, he went off the end of the track, dug the car into the sand tracks at the shutdown area, and did like two forward somersaults before coming to stop in the catch fence. He cracked his tailbone, fractured it, and he also ended up with stitches below both of his knees, but he's going to be feeling better real soon. He ended up racing that weekend, Of course, he didn't win. Sorry to hear that. Aside from that, Robert Heitz Auto Club Ford Mustang won the Full Throttle Pit Crew Challenge Award, and Forces Castrol GTX Mustang team claimed the $25,000 season award. And that's going to be it for your drag news this Wednesday. We'll catch you all day after tomorrow on Friday, since we're Monday, Wednesday, and Friday during the down season. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you Friday.